Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Episode 37. Who would have thought we'd get this far, eh? Who would have thought we'd get here? Who would have believed it would be you and me? Who would have believed that we could be? So that's it. This is episode 37. I am Al Pitcher and you are you. And that is the most important thing, because if you're not, you're trying to be someone else. I just had a very awkward moment. I just set up in my very expensive studio. Double bed. And then I put all the pillows around, like a weird kind of marshmallow bondage kind of situation. And then I just heard some banging of kind of tools or something, some kind of noise. So then I just opened the window slightly, and my neighbor, he's out there gardening. He's out there pulling the weed. Not the weed, he's not the dealer. But if you know, I haven't got a dealer. He is just out there pulling the weed. And there's a nice moment where he sort of saw the window open and then looked up. And he's an older gentleman and he's just wearing shorts. So it looked a little bit suspicious. You know, he doesn't know my house so well, but I'm pretty sure he knows that this is my bedroom window. And I'm looking at him on a sunny day while he is in his shorts. So that's an awkward beginning, but it's one that we can get through. I hope you're well. If you're living in Sweden, I know that there's 7 people that listen to the pod and don't live in Sweden. There's been a very upturn in attitude, a very happy kind of thing. What's happened is on Saturday in Sverige, people just burnt shit. They just basically, if you had any kind of timber, any kind of stick, anything that would burn well, and you couldn't be bothered going to the recycling depot, you just took it down to this big kind of bush area. It looked a bit like an armpit or kind of pre-summer bush, you know, and then the Swedes just burn it. They just burn it, and everyone stands around, and there's kind of emergency tape around, like barriers, just in case people started walking towards the fire, you know. You know, they were talking too much and they just got distracted and they're like, yeah, having a good week, brah. And then, wow, he's gone into the fire, you know. Fortunately, where I was in Norrköping. I went down to Norrköping. I saw a dance class, you know, kind of like, everybody, hear the singer, witty, all the singer ladies. That kind of dance. Really fun to see kids just dancing, you know. For me, it was a bit structured. I prefer, if I'm a, you know, I'm not a dance expert, but the dance that I prefer is from the child who can't really walk yet, you know. That one who looks like a drunk Frodo, you know, that one that just kind of staggers around, bangs their head, tries to do a spin, you know. They've got no sense of like gravity. They kind of, if one foot goes off the floor, there's going to be, we could be going to hospital, that kind of thing. Or I like really, really drunk old men at weddings, you know, those ones. And what happens is, it only happens every now and again, but at a wedding, the drunk, weird uncle, he's normally an uncle, maybe a granddad, Mordor, or Fordor, he then will dance with a child. And it's hilarious because the child is giving energy, but the older person is as pissed and as drunk as a goat. So he doesn't know what the hell's going on. And the family are there and everybody's like filming. And then people are saying he's got a heart condition. He might die. Don't let him dance for too long. And then all of a sudden he collapses onto the child. And then you have to pull the child from underneath the dying old man. But then luckily there is a doctor in the house and he recovers. So the moral of that story is dance until you want to dance. And if you see a fire, make sure the safety barrier's around. I don't really understand the Vorborg thing. I think it's a tradition of getting rid of the witches, yo. I think they set this fire and then loads of witches left. A bit like this Thursday in Sweden is Ascension Day. It's like, I don't really understand the Ascension Day because basically it's just a squeeze, isn't it? It's just a squeeze. It's a little, no, Friday's a squeeze. Thursday's the holiday, but Friday's the squeeze. That's when you squeeze because you've got 24 hours between a holiday. Ascension, right? What I don't understand about the Ascension, okay? And I went to a Catholic school and we got, you know, shouted at basically by nuns. Nuns and brothers. They're like pretend priests, right? And they were assholes to us. You know, you had to be complete silence in the room, okay? Like nothing, literally nothing could be said, or else these people got kind of, they got a bit angry. They were so frustrated with life. Like they had no sex. They probably watched Baywatch once and nearly exploded. You know, well, I mean, who wouldn't with the Hasselhoffs in the Hasselhoffs? I don't think that's the name of his testicles. Maybe it is. I don't know. Maybe he gets them out of his little red. Did he wear Speedos or did he wear shorts? Good question. Good question. Pre-squeeze day, pre-squeeze. Yeah, so what happened was they get very frustrated. So, but I don't remember, I don't really know what's happening with the Ascension. The Ascension to me, I think, was the Lord rose or something. Or may the Lord rise with you, which is a public image song. Called Rise, but they went to the sky. You know, if you believe any of this, fair play. I struggle a little bit, maybe, I don't know, 99% of it. Okay, I think that's an amazing stories, but I don't get it, because what I don't get is Easter, right? That was when everybody got angry with him, then he got put in a cave, then he came out of the cave. But Easter was about a month ago, right? The chocolate has got stale, okay? The expiry date on the eggs is gone. So now he just goes off to the sky, okay? So to me, it's a bit like he's done some kind of magic trick, David Copperfield. And then everyone's like, wow. And then I think people are asking too many questions, paparazzi. It's got a bit too much. And he's just gone later. And then whoosh. Anyway, Sweden, not high in religion, celebrate this. They celebrate this day. And I don't think anybody knows or cares about it. It's just a day before you squeeze. Then, I believe, this weekend, So before that is the 4th of May, right? For Star Wars fans, let the 4th of May, 4th you use your force, okay? So I don't know if anybody will use that joke, but there's something there, isn't there? There's something, there's a little connection there. I don't know what it is, but hopefully it comes through. So we have that. May the 4th, I'm in Linköping, okay? Doing Linköping, ha ha ha, with Ben Kersley. He runs this very nice gig. So if you're in Linköping on Little Lord Ag, 4th of May, go to that. Carl Stanley on as well, who I tip for great things, okay? And I am Gandalf, okay? So, and I'm going to be trying out newer ideas. So I believe my performance will be a little bit up and down. You've seen Dolly, you've seen Roller Coaster. We're going high, we're going low. It's going to be like that, yo. But if you stick with me, if you put the seatbelt on, you'll stay in there. Okay? Good call. So, yeah. So, and then this weekend, the Saturday is Eurovision, which is Melody Festival United. Okay? So we've sort of had this, we had 6 months of, basically, if you're not from Sweden, if you don't live in Sweden, basically everybody that lives here has entered the competition, and we've all sung in front of like 30,000 people in an arena. And now this guy France, who's representing Sweden, yeah, exactly, the French are not represented by anybody called Svaria, then he gets up and he gets up and apologizes for all this thing. He says sorry or something like that. I'm bloody sorry, and you know, it's taken ages, and there's people with needing food, and there's other people who haven't got homes, but we're paying for this big party. But I am sorry, okay? I'm sorry. So he does that, and everybody's happy. Sweden are the reigning champions. They hold the, I don't know if there's a cup. Is there a title or something? I don't know. Anyway, they're the champions. So they're holding that. And then they're, what is funny to see though with the Eurovision is that teams, sort of countries, vote for their nearest friends, basically. So I think some of the ones like kind of Putin's close people, I don't think the Ukraine will vote for them anymore. But people, I think Norway always vote for Sweden and Denmark. They always keep it kind of Scandi. And then Finland, I think. But no one votes for Britain. Nobody. And you can't vote for yourself. I always find that quite strange. But I suppose then the biggest place would win, wouldn't it? And somewhere like Malta, who's only, I don't know if you know this fact, I've Googled it, they've only got 7 people that live in Malta, and they play 5 characters each. Think about it. Last time you were in Malta, how many people did you meet? Possibly 35, I'm guessing. Yeah. Remember the one with the moustache, one with the beard? Same person, different outfit. So, yeah, so that's going to happen. And that's a really, really big deal here, you know. I'm a football fan. I actually do a podcast called Swedish Football Mafia, okay? If you like football, you can listen to that as well. Not at the same time, because it would mess with.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With your head. But if you play it backwards, it would say, listen to Pitches podcast. But you, what was I talking about? Jesus. Yeah, so the idea is that I will enter 1 year the Eurovision podcast. Eurovision podcast? The Eurovision Song Contest. I'm gonna enter it, okay? And what it is, it's like football. And this week, if you don't like football, it's been possibly quite difficult on Facebook because Leicester City, a very small, and I know this is big news, right? I know it's big because I looked on Twitter and there's been 3.5 million, as I speak before the 3.5 million tweets about it in like 14 hours. So it's a big deal, okay? So I know those people, somebody said to me, oh, football, I hate football. It's just numbers. It's just numbers to me. Like, what number one? You know, that kind of thing, you know. And then number seven, so number 8-3 beat number 4-2. Who cares? I'm not so anti, you know, like, for me, sport. I like sport. I become an expert on sport. I think I know everything about sport. In the same way that people will watch Eurovision this weekend and they'll become experts on how you sing and how you actually choreograph a dance, okay? So I think you should watch it. I think it's good fun. I think it starts on Saturday and finishes Monday morning. One thing that will be, I don't know if he does it. Does he do it? He can't do it anymore. He's passed away. But Terry Wogan, doesn't he do the voice? Or is it Graham Norton now who does the kind of the British commentary? I quite like that. But it'll be Petra and Mon Selmalov, okay, who'll be hosting it. I think it'll be an all right night. I think, hopefully, it'll be loopy. You know, hopefully some country that they have like semi-finals now, you know, they've gone to the kind of Swedish thing of, you know, every person in Europe singing and doing something. So, yeah, it starts on Thursday. Sorry. It starts on Thursday and ends on Friday, June the 12th. So it goes quite a long time. There's extended versions. But I think it'll be good, you know. I think it'll be, I've never really heard a song and gone, do you know bloody what? That's a good song. It's normally, I mean, that Heroes, Mons won it. Decent tune. And then you get something from like Turkey, like, I love you. Turkey, no votes. That's normally Britain, actually. So that will be interesting. It'll be interesting. So watch that on Saturday. Had a fun Sunday. Had a fun little Sunday. Thanks for asking. I went to a place called Söderköping. Söderköping. You been there? I didn't even know. It was one of those Sherpings that completely passed me by. But it's quite an interesting place. They've got like a canal where Germans and Dutch people go through. Can you hear the neighbour there making some noise with his tools? That sounded a bit like a dirty joke, didn't he? There's an old man making things with his tools. So I went to Söderköping and I wandered around the canal with my children, my family, and some relatives, you know. And really good, really cool place. Almost like a kind of Hollywood movie kind of set, Söderköping. I liked it, you know. And there's a few of the old the guys who drive the old American, what are they called, doesn't matter. I'm going to go with that, and you're going to have to work that out. I've given you 17 options there. They drive the big cars, you know, the kind of the American cars, often wearing a cowboy hat, massive car, and there's just normally two people in there. They were driving around just having some fun. So loads of them, not just two people, maybe 20-30 cars just driving around. It was May Day, you see, so why wouldn't you get in a massive car full of petrol and, you know, protest the capital world that we live in? So they did that. I don't really understand it. I don't know how Svenny and Linda, you know, Svenny and Linda go, yo, we live in Söderköping. We must have a big kind of, they're this big kind of car driving around, you know. So they did that and that was fun. And then I went to this place in Söderköping that has ice cream. Might not sound that good, but I think people go there for the ice cream. It's like it's really nice, special. I think maybe they must make it themselves. I don't know. Haven't been eating sugar, so I had some sugar. Basically like meths. Basically like crack cocaine for me. Just made me kind of like really start grinding my teeth, just like a. I was like a raver at a festival, you know. So I might have to stay off the off the sugar. Really blew my mind. But Söderköping, and then they have the usual ice creams, you know, like rum and raisin, very fun, or kind of Hallon vanilla. I had polka grease because I am a polka grease, and then they had I've sort of messed this up because they had rum and raisin, but then they had something like egg liqueur, which is like kind of cat eggnog, that's what it is. And they had some other ones like, you know, vodka ice, ridiculous, like. And I just thought, as a parent, you're having such a stressful day, you can't just sneak off for a little pint of lager and beer or have a quick whiskey. So you go into an ice cream parlour and you eat ice cream, and then I don't know if you can get drunk, maybe it's just the taste. But loads of people were doing it. So I would recommend a little. I'm not paid by Söderköping Tourist Board. Don't think that this podcast, that there's something, you know, that I've been taken over by Söderköping Council. I just want commune. I just wanted to say it's a very, very nice little. It's almost like a little village, really. Very, very nice. So you should definitely go along and enjoy that. That's going to be fun. I think we've covered a lot of ground. We've been around. We've talked about Eurovision. We've talked about Valborg. We've talked about Squeeze. All I want you to do is get out there and bloody enjoy your sunshine, Sweden. Sorry for the 7 people that don't live here. It's an incredible time. When that sun comes out, I'm thinking beyond the Vorskänsla, right? get beyond that, right? Spoiler alert. Not seen it. Not seen Game of Thrones. Don't say it. Don't. Don't you know? Not listening, not listening. I've talked about this before, and I talked about it on another podcast. The spoiler alert thing, it's hilarious, isn't it? I don't know when you can watch it or when you can talk. Nobody talks about stuff anymore. You used to go and you used to kind of watch TV, didn't you? And then you'd go to school the next day and you'd go, did you see, who do you think killed Laura Palmer? But now, nobody. Nobody can say anything. You're like, no, stop it, stop it, stop it. You know? I think there's got to be something. We've got to work that out or our society's going to crash. Talking of crashing, right? I saw this brilliant thing with, this is not brilliant. That's the wrong word. It's like when people watch a very like violent movie and they go, it's brilliant. And like, it's not, that's not the right word, is it? But I watched this amazing thing, right? I'm quite into the whole kind of like Spotify kind of thing, right? And I like, but I also like Beyonce. I watched the Lemonade thing after being told by other people that it was really good. I watched it, right? And then I remember I had a friend on Facebook, and they'd had this thing where, I don't know, I hadn't heard from them for ages. And then I just read some really sad news, okay? Really sad news. They're not brilliant. And then I discovered that on Facebook, 8,000 people a day, 8,000 people a day, 8,000 people a day can die on Facebook. That's kind of fucked up, right? 8,000 people. My phone just went, no, it wasn't even my phone, it was my watch. So digitally, you can die. No, digitally you don't die, but in real life, you die. Whoa. You want to smoke some of this? Illuminati. Yeah, freaky stuff. I just thought I'd throw that out there. 8,000 people. You do the maths. Yeah, exactly. 8,000 people. And if they're on Facebook and you heard about this podcast, and this is the last one you ever hear, thank you for listening. There will be another one. It'll be next week. But this week I've just got one gig, and then I've got a few days off where I'm reassessing, recreating, reinvigorating. I'm going to be watching Eurovision. I will have a report on that next week. But if not, I hope you have a bloody beautiful week. And thanks for listening to me. Thanks for being my mate. Thanks for not turning off. Thanks for sticking with it right to the end. And let's do it again sometime. Got quite emotional towards the end, didn't I? Didn't mean to. Just wanted to say thank you to you. Please pass this on if you're enjoying it. And thank you to the people that wrote me messages and gave me some music tips. I went into them, liked them. One of them was an instrumental band, and I liked it, really liked it. But I like some good lyrics, you know. So anybody else, if like I said, I like Spotify, I listen to a bit of B, yo, Beyonce. Any music tips, you send them to me. Any life tips, any questions you want answered, do tell me. Remember, this is a squeeze week. It's a squeeze week. So get squeezing. Enjoy your break of squeeze. Enjoy Eurovision. I'll talk to you soon. Puss, puss for now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.